Chapter 51. Jesse told her he would be in touch as soon as he heard something. She said she was driving back to Newton, just because she didn't want to be in Paradise, Massachusetts 5 minutes longer. When she was gone, Suit knocked on Jesse's door and told him he'd just received Paul Hutton's credit card records from the DA's office. "How far back do they go?" Jesse said.
10 years,
Suit said.
"Fuck," Jesse said.
"Took the bad word right out of my mouth," Suit said. "Anything in particular we're looking for here?"
"Anything interesting and everything."
"Fuck," Suit said. "We just need to get a sense of where he spent whatever money he had," Jesse said. "Where he ate and drank. Amazon charges, plane tickets, car rentals. Flag what you think needs to be flagged and we'll go over it together when you're done."
10 years, Suit said.
"You want me to get Gabe or Peter to help?" Jesse said.
"I got this," Suit said.
"Pretend you're following the guy," Jesse said. "Through a goddamn spreadsheet?" Suit said. "Not exactly a high-speed chase." Jesse called Molly, who was on her way in with Sonny. He told her about Andy Pennington and told her they should take a detour to Kevin Feeney's office. If Bo had somehow surfaced with Candace, maybe Feeney was in danger, too. They called back 15 minutes later and said there was no one at the office. No answer when they tried Feeney's phone. No sign on the door that he'd be back in 15 minutes. They said they were on their way to his house next. Called back again and said nobody was home and no car in the driveway. Yesterday's globe on the doorstep. He looked down at the yellow legal pad in front of him. He'd written Paradise 3 when Andy Pennington had used the expression. But there was an unwilling fourth person there that night. Candace. Her life about to be changed forever, like all of them. Only she was the one who'd had no choice in the matter.
4 people there that night in high school, Jesse said to Molly. Right now, they're all gone.
All? She said. Bo, Kevin, Troy, Candace. He was on speaker. He heard Sonny say, "Kevin said if he had to, he could go someplace where Bo couldn't find him."
"Maybe he did," Jesse said.
"Aw, maybe he's missing along with Candace," Molly said.
"Or he's the reason Candace is missing," Jesse said.
Molly said, "Maybe we need to track down Kevin's wife and talk to her."
"Remind me where she is," Jesse said.
"He said she was visiting family in Vermont," Molly said.
"We know what her name is," Jesse said, "or her maiden name?"
"Never asked," Molly said. "She only came up in passing."
"Maybe we need to find out," Jesse said.
He sat there at his desk and stared back down at his pad. Paradise 3. He picked up his pen and scratched out 3 and wrote a 5 over it.
"What are you going to do?" Sonny said.
"Go talk to somebody who wasn't there that night in high school," Jesse said.